26 of the 40 units at the Hill Homes Housing Cooperative, a townhouse complex financed by a HUD mortgage, were heavily damaged by the tornado that roared through Springfield on June 1, 2011. Efforts to rebuild have snagged over disagreements on how to proceed. Some co-op members believe the complex can be rehabbed. Others favor demolition and rebuilding from scratch. Marilyn Bryant, the president of the co-op board, said the uncertainty over the last 2 years has been frustrating.
People need to know right now that we are trying to get together as one and try to save the last community that we have.
Last winter, the Boston office of HUD made a foreclosure recommendation. A spokesperson at the regional office said HUD headquarters is expected to make a decision on the recommendation by early September. Ethel Wright, the vice president of the Hill Homes Co-op board, said more than $300,000 is still owed on the 40-year mortgage, which matures in 2015.
We're just going to hang in there and hope that we can get some help from some higher-ups that go over HUD's head.
A $1.3 million insurance settlement for the tornado damage is in an escrow account, and the displaced residents remain in temporary housing.
We're trying to hear the environmental issues and if it's going to be a threat. That's important. So we haven't gotten all those things together, which is going to be a better for our community, and is it viable even for us? Because when you start talking about environmental, it gets very costly.
David Gabby of Open Housing of Western Massachusetts, a nonprofit housing advocacy group, points to the Hill Homes saga as an example of how tornado recovery in Springfield has lagged in the city's poor and minority neighborhoods.
We can't see any reason why other people are being allowed and, in fact, assisted to improve and repair their houses after the tornado, and these folks are finding that their efforts are blocked at every time they turn around.
Springfield City Councilor Bud Williams, one of several local officials who've been trying to help residents of the Hill Homes development, is critical of HUD.
We're going to get Congressman Neal involved, Senator Warren, and really, because HUD has some responsibility here.
Democratic State Representative Benjamin Swan has also been meeting with the residents of the Hill Homes Cooperative.
I think the tenants have been at a disadvantage. They have not been served well by their legal counsel, by the management company, and I'm not even sure they've been served. I don't believe they've been served well by HUD, quite frankly.
A spokesperson for HUD in an email said Hill Homes had a 7-year history of failed physical inspection scores, which triggered a technical default according to the terms of the mortgage. The agency's foreclosure guidelines specify the local government unit, which in this case is the city of Springfield, has a right of first refusal to acquire the property. Springfield College reportedly wants to acquire the Hill Homes site to expand its neighboring campus. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.